We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. All right, how about that? We have a sponsor now. Hey, welcome to the Sunday night edition of the show. I'm a little more chipper than usual, just in case Kevin Colleen is listening. He always likes to point out, well, you don't always sound as happy on Sunday as you do on Thursday. Well, that's probably because on Thursday, you know, I look forward to the weekend and the things that I'm going to be doing with my family or the fun things I may be doing. This Sunday seems a little different. I don't know what it is. I feel rested. I feel good. And I want to tell you about experience that I had over the weekend that wasn't great, but it's still fun to bellyache. Why? Because in Overnight America land, I like to bellyache an awful lot. It's probably my favorite thing to do. What are your hobbies? Well, you know, some people say woodworking. Some people like to exercise, play racquetball. Some people like to write short stories. My hobby is bellyaching, and I'm really good at it. On Friday, I decided to go and give the trolley a second chance. Well, third chance, actually. So the first time I gave the trolley a chance, it was a big letdown. Thing didn't show up. We're outside for an hour in the sun, no place to sit. And eventually we said, sorry, we got to cut it loose. This is just not working. Try number two happened last weekend. I had a friend from out of town, and we happened to be at the History Museum. They have an awesome exhibit there. The Pulitzer exhibit is just fantastic. In fact, we're going to have Jody on this week to talk about that exhibit. And it's so great. If you get a chance, you know what? Forget about if you get a chance. Make it. And make it a destination for you to go check out. It is just so fantastic. And just a side note, again, it's the History Museum in Forest Park, which means it's all free. So you just walk in and check it out. Awesome place to go get lost in that exhibit. It's so great. So I took my friend there. We were looking for some St. Louis things to do, and we couldn't just go from restaurant to restaurant to restaurant. Eventually, you have to, you know, take a little time out from eating and do something else. So I said, you know, let's go down to the History Museum. It's free. Let's check out this exhibit. And it just so happens, as we were getting out of the exhibit, the trolley was pulling in to the Forest Park station, the one at the very end. So we said, oh, well, you know what? We got some time. You know, we can't just eat. Let's go on a trolley ride. We'll go to Fitz's and we'll get ourselves a root beer float. I can show you that, another St. Louis thing. So we hop on, you know, we pay her $2, get on. The conductor was super friendly. It was a nice ride, no problems. We get off at Fitz's, get our root beer floats. It was great. Get back on the trolley when we're out and head back to Forest Park. No problems. Everything was great. Wow. A+. Just fantastic. Well, there was no riders. I mean, we were two people. There were probably three other people on the trolley there and about five other people on the trolley back. So, you know, you're looking at $51, $52 million spent. Oh, thank goodness you were able to travel about, you know, eight people at a time on that. Ooh, boy. So all of that aside, the experience was great. And I said to my wife, you know what? Let's give it another chance. This weekend, let's go to the trolley. This weekend, I'm going to take you. I'm going to take our son. We're going to do the exact same thing because I know he'll love going on and off. And I know that he'll love hopping out for a root beer float. In his case, one of those orange shakes were so good. So we go to the History Museum. The idea is we'll have him play in the kid's spot. I'll kind of keep an eye out when the trolley gets there. And when it got there, guess what? We hopped on. Everything was nice. And it was great. We got to our destination. We hopped out and everything was good. And my wife said, wow, you know, that actually went a lot better than I thought it would. So we get ourselves a nice little root beer float, little orange shake, got some chicken wings there. Their chicken wings were awesome, by the way. Not a sponsor. They should be, but they don't need to be. They're so popular down there. Great experience. So then we just missed the trolley, so we thought, well, we'll walk down the main street here, and then we'll kind of go to the next station, and we'll hop on the next trolley. Well, we get to the next station. We see the trolley coming down the road through the Del Mar Loop, and as it got to our platform, there was a car that was parked over the line. Yep. So they were wondering, can we make it through this spot? Can we not? And the conductor kept popping her head out. She's like, eh. And I'm giving her an indication like, I don't think it's, no, it's not going to happen. So they ended up eventually about 10 minutes later, one of the trolley workers came from the main station down the road, the main hub or whatever, the building that says Loop Trolley. And then they were able to be a spotter. So they pushed in the it was like a Kia from Colorado or something. So they pushed in the rear view mirrors, and then there was this little step that helps people get on the trolley. They folded that up, and he was spotting. He's like, okay, you can make it. You can make it inching, so they can just keep that thing going. Well, at the same time, of course, they called in the tow truck, and I'm pretty sure that car got towed, rightfully so, way over the line and was blocking the trolley. But the trolley made it through. I mean, inched it through. And we were able to get on, and we got all the way to the other end. So there's two opposite ends for the trolley stop. One's University City Library. The other one is Forest Park. So at the very end, they wait a couple of minutes, and they press the button to get everything going. Wasn't working. Huh, isn't that strange? Why isn't this working? So we're just kind of hanging out. Now, keep in mind, Friday wasn't the hottest day in the world, but these things aren't air-conditioned. They're open air, so they keep the windows open. So it was okay. We're in the shade, but one side had the sun on it, so it was a little bit hot on one side, but still not the worst. And we're sitting on there, and I got my four-year-old, and I got my wife, and we're wondering, okay, how long are we going to be here? Now, my son didn't mind as much because he thought it was just fun to be on this trolley. He just liked the atmosphere of it. My wife was starting to get a little bit annoyed as we waited another 10 minutes and another 10 minutes and another 10 minutes. In another 10 minutes. So this poor conductor, she was doing everything she could. She was troubleshooting everything. She was doing this. She was doing that. One of the doors wouldn't close right. And apparently the thing can't go unless all the doors are locking properly or whatever. So she did everything she could. It took us 45 minutes until we were finally get going. So eventually she was able to trick the thing. And as we got down maybe two stops down the Del Mar Loop, a couple of trolley workers hop on, and they try to figure this thing out. One dude that had a shirt that was way too short for him, his belly kept sticking out every time he reached up over his head. And another guy that was doing nothing, so he was just kind of observing, or maybe he was just there because he was his partner and it was a one-man job or whatever. So then they try to play with it. Altogether, we were stopped there again. It took us, we were delayed an hour on top of what would have normally been our trip back to Forest Park. So we had to wait 1 hour on this thing, and they kept threatening like, oh, we're going to have to kick everyone off, and they're going to have to wait and try to get the other trolley. And the conductor's like, no, we got to get these people back. So there's a little bit of like, what are we going to do? So this whole situation, my wife's looking at me like, we shouldn't have gone on this. We shouldn't have done it. We should have known last time one of our reservations was that we're going to get stuck down the line. And I said, no, honey, it worked great. We did it. Let's give it another try. Well, of course, my wife seems to be always right. And she said, we're going to get stuck. There we were. We were stuck as far away as we possibly could. There's no way we're going to walk back down from there. That's not safe. So we just had to wait it out, and there's nothing else we can do. Now, imagine if you were pressed for time. Imagine if you had some place to go. And imagine you weren't like us. You know, Friday's my off day. My wife's a stay-at-home, and my four-year-old has nothing better to do. So what happens? You know, we have the time. We have the ability to wait it out. Not everyone has that luxury. You know, people getting off, they're like, oh, fine, I'll do Ubers. I'm done with this. I'm done waiting. And they're getting frustrated, and I totally understand. And I felt terrible for that conductor because she was doing everything she could, and she was one of the nicest people, and she was frustrated too. But you know what? Here's my revelation for all of this. That trolley, it's nice when it works, but if you're batting 500, you're not going to be successful in any business. Imagine any business that's open, and you hopped online and you looked at the reviews, and half of them were terrible. Half of the reviews said, didn't deliver, didn't do this, had to wait this long, did it. How long do you think you'll stay in business? I mean, it has the potential to be a really nice feature, but my goodness, get your stuff together, all right? Personally, since we were on one of the receiving ends of a nice and a bad one, we can't do it again. There's zero chance I'll be able to convince my wife that we should ride that again. She'll say, no, we're not going to get stuck again. And what happens when you get like five or it was less than 10 people on this thing? What happens when you get almost no riders and half of the time the experience is poor? There's going to be a point where no one's riding this thing. They put themselves in a terrible situation. And I got to say, I was ready to change my entire thoughts on this. I was ready to turn around and come back and praise this thing until I gave it a second chance and then boom, right back to disappoint. So I got to tell you, that's where I'm sitting right now. Over the weekend, that's how it started on Friday. All right, I got a lot of other things I want to get to. Let me open up the phone lines if you want to call at 436-7900. You can call or text that line. Also 800-925-1120. I do want to talk about Andrew Luck and the surprise retirement over the weekend because people are taking complete opposite reactions to this. Some people are really upset with him. Some people are congratulating him. Really crazy, right? So we'll take some of your calls in that too coming up on Overnight America KMOX. And Overnight America continues on a Sunday night. Here's the phone number if you'd like to call in or text in locally here at 436-7900. Or maybe you are anywhere else in the United States and you'd like to call in. For example, I had a wonderful person leave a wonderful review online that listens to the podcast out in Los Angeles, which is really neat. The number there, 800-925-1120, or you can listen to the podcast at kmox.com/ONA. Let me go with Bob first, who's been holding on. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Oh, I was watching some news reports about the slash and burn that is going on in the Amazon forest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a little bit more important than listening to your trolley loop thing that's probably not going to be successful anyway.
Yeah.
Because nobody rides it.
Yeah, no one rides it. Yeah, I had a bad experience with it. But you're saying that I should do order of importance of world events first? Is that how you say I should program the show? You know, you tell me how I should program the show. What's your suggestion?
No, I'm not going to suggest that. I'm just going to, like, I made that point because I wanted to say my opinion so that somebody could hear my opinion about what the United States should do about the slashing, burning of the rainforest. It sounds like it's getting out of control.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the smoke was burning, and it was miles and miles and miles away where the smoke was inundating everybody and 100 miles away or whatever.
Yeah, it's bad. It's very bad down there. Yeah.
That's getting very serious. And I've heard about the rainforest getting slashed and burned for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's
what I think, let me get my last point in. I think that if the United States and the United Nations wants to do anything about global warming and this and that, that we should probably get these dictators out of power in the South American countries, take over their country and protect the rainforest, and that way, global warming will slow down.
Oh, that's an interesting take. So, United States should invade the countries in South America in order to preserve the land there.
Wouldn't it be very hard to do? You just go in there and take over their leadership, and that's it. All the people are be more than happy to accept the United States as being maybe a colonist or something or whatever.
Huh. Didn't they say that about Iraq, though?
That's a totally different story. South America is a country that's deprived. They have no sewage, mm-hmm. sanitation. They have the country is it's a disaster.
Yeah, it's not.
They have no sewage treatment. They have nothing like we have in the United States. The people live. Have you ever seen the pictures of those people in the countryside? They live in these little shacks that are made out of cardboard and corrugated steel.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
If we took over the country, we could make their people better. We could slow down the population growth, which is the reason why the rainforest is getting burned, because everyone is, they're populating too fast, and they have to survive. It's a natural thing that survives, so they have to cut the rainforest down to to put their crops in or grow their corn or whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Do you think that's reasonable?
No, I don't think it's reasonable to invade South America.
Reasonable, my attitude about the fact that the people are going to do what they need to do to survive, even if that means burning the rainforest, which is 20% of the oxygen in the world.
So is it reasonable that the people are doing it to survive, or perhaps there might be other people exploiting the land there that may be responsible for this too?
They're all exploiting the land. Yeah. There's many poor people that use the land.
Yeah, it's not just the natives that are, you know, responsible for this. There's a lot of outsiders that are exploiting that. But, all right, hey, Bob, thank you for your call. Good to hear from you. All right. That's what's nice about Overnight America. I let Bob say his thing. He said, don't talk about the loop trolley. Instead, we need to invade South America. Huh. All right. I love this. No, I do. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I was going to mention this over the weekend, too, with Andrew Luck's surprise retirement. I can't believe the wide range of emotions that is inflicting on so many different people. Now, he was a star quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, and he was just one of the best. They called him a generational talent. You looked at his stats, what he put up in his first 6 years, and it's way up there, way up there. I mean, with the great quarterbacks, the Marinos and the Peyton Mannings of the world. And he was so great until Saturday night when news leaked that he was on the sidelines of the preseason game in Indianapolis, and then the news leaked that he was going to retire 2 weeks before the start of the season, right? And everyone's saying, wait, what? You're 29 years old. You're a $100-some million man. They paid you. They gave you everything you want. What do you mean you're leaving the league? So a lot of people are upset about this, and I'm going to read some reactions, but I wanted to get your reaction too. Mostly because everyone online is going crazy when there's a criticism for him retiring. Honestly, I feel like you're fine. I think you're allowed to criticize and be upset and mad. If you're a Colts fan, I absolutely understand why you're upset with your star player leaving the league at the age of 29. So Carlos is calling in from St. Louis. You're probably one of those people that were scratching their head on Saturday night wondering, am I reading this correctly? Andrew Luck's retiring?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to figure out why he retired, but at the same time, he wanted to look out for his future.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see why he retired so early. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league right now. I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah. When he was healthy, he was great. He said there's a few things. He was a vicious cycle of getting injured, rehabbing, playing, getting injured, rehabbing, playing. It's back and forth, just over and over and over again. Took a big mental toll, took a big physical toll. He said he couldn't do it anymore, so he decided to retire. And, you know, people are very sympathetic to that. And then there's the fans that inside of Lucas Oil Stadium and Indianapolis that were booing him when the announcement came out and he was there on the sidelines wearing a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops or whatever. So that's the thing. There's so many wide range of emotions on this one. Carlos, thank you for calling in. Good to hear from you. Yeah. I want to get some of those responses coming up too, or anything else you want to call in on, you can at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Bob, from Eureka, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what, you do a fine job. I want to tell you that.
Okay, thank you.
You do such a good job. I don't know why you continue. You should think about early retirement.
I mean, call it a day. Now, if I was a $100 million man, this would be a different story. But look at that, Rush Limbaugh's making that much money, and he's going on well past retirement.
You're better than this. Maybe you ought to join him. Yeah, don't rush it.
All right, Rush. You know? How about I'll join the EIB network? I'll see if I can get that big paycheck, and then my perspective could change a little.
Oh, yeah. You bet. You deserve it, buddy.
Thanks,
Early
Bob.
Early retirement.
Have a great night. Thank you, Bob. Bye. All right. Early retirement. I can't tell if he was telling me that he wants me off the air or if he actually likes what I'm doing. It's hard to tell. We'll take some more of your calls coming up. And we're going to take a look at your weather. So don't go anywhere. And if, I want to know what your emotion was. Were you upset? Or maybe you're a Colts fan and you were upset. Maybe you're a Colts fan and you thought, good for him. Maybe you're just a fan of the NFL and you're like, what's going on, man? 436-7900. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. All right, here we are on a Sunday night. In last night, I was shocked. I was sitting on the couch. My wife, she likes to go back and watch old episodes of Survivor. She never watched it until they started streaming them on one of the services, I think Amazon or whatever. We got the Amazon Prime, so we got the access to it. So she got sucked in to the Survivor. So she's going through watching the old episodes. I'm not paying attention. I'm looking at my phone. Oh, look at this alert. Andrew Luck retiring. That can't be right. No, this has got to be fake. He's 29 years old, one of the stars of the league, one of the best quarterbacks of a generation. And how about that? Just like it, he announces his retirement. He's there on the sidelines for a preseason game in his shorts and a t-shirt. And as he's walking off the field, fans are starting to get the news and they boo him. He gives a press conference and had a lot to say during that. I have a little bit. So as he addressed the media, this is him going off the field, getting booed.
Look at all the cameras.
Yeah.
Now they're getting the announcement. Yep, they know. You hear the booing coming? Fans are very upset. Andrew Luck is retiring.
They're booing him?
Yeah, they're booing him. Here's Andrew Luck during the press conference.
How I envision this or plan this. But I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life.
There's a long pause here that
But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and relunting.
Yeah. Lots of reaction to it online. Jay's calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Jay, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. I want to have two issues. And maybe go back to the Amazon, which is really the biggest news of the week, really. We have to protect the Amazon, I don't think by invading countries. But anyway, let's go to Andrew Luck.
So that resonated with you, with the caller about talking to Amazon.
Well, it didn't work out too well to invade Iraq, although he had some points, probably in South America, or at least Central America. All these country people want to come here anyway, so maybe they would be more receptive. I don't think we have Al Qaeda and those groups so much down in South America. Mm-hmm. But the Amazon really has to be protected, and this the endangered fauna and species and all that stuff. In fact, I wrote a real good article about.
I'll use this as a transition.
Yep. Okay.
It sounds like the Indianapolis Colts offensive line protected Andrew Luck as much as they protected the Amazon.
That's about right.
There's a transition. Okay, so Andrew
That's
Luck, what's your
one.
Thoughts on that?
All right, Andrew Luck. Well, I don't think he owes anybody anything. I think he's performed as best he could for 7 or 8 years, and I don't know if 60 Minutes just timed it right tonight, but they had a story of a football lineman, I believe might have been a linebacker, that for Atlanta, and he was a good player, not a star like Andrew Luck, but it showed what kind of devastating shape he is in. I think he had ALS, actually.
Okay.
But was that maybe caused by or prompted a little bit by the hard hits that he had?
Oh.
And back in the 70s, they were showing, or maybe 80s, that the practices were even more brutal then than now.
Yeah.
That they were more proud of their helmet hits and all that stuff. So, you know, I think Andrew Luck is probably getting out, well, the getting out is good, and maybe we'll have a long and healthy life, because this gentleman, at least physically, is hurting the guy. Yeah. I think it was Mr. Green.
So anyway, well, let me ask you this about this.
Might be smart. Maybe in the future these kids will play sports that they can play a long time in, like golf, tennis, and baseball.
Yeah. ALS. Did 60 Minutes really draw a correlation between ALS and the NFL?
I did not get to see. I was working tonight, and I didn't really get to see and hear the whole episode. But it did show a pretty big star linebacker having many problems. Now, he even writes books, so he's not mentally totally wasted.
Somebody else
saw it tonight.
Okay, I'll have to.
So
check
I didn't
that
see
out.
The whole episode, but here is a guy who did go through the rigors of the NFL for many years, and he's in pretty bad shape physically, but he has a disease. So
yeah. Okay.
I want to be a little careful there.
Okay.
And
hey.
Not portray it wrong.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Yep. See ya.
All right. He says Andrew Luck was smart to pull out of the NFL. You know, there was one tweet from Doug Gottlieb. I don't know what network he's on. He used to be on ESPN about 10 years ago. I think he moved to like CBS Sports. I don't know if he's still there or not. He tweets out, retiring because rehab is too hard is the most millennial thing ever. Hashtag Andrew Luck. Wow. Now that is about as harsh as booing him at Lucas Oil Stadium. And I have to read some of the articles on that because not too many people are taking kindly to that statement. A lot of criticism his way, and I got to say, you're allowed to be mad at Andrew Luck. I mean, as a sports fan, you have so much that's invested into your team, into your players, but I think you take sides. Sometimes the individual, you take sides with the player. Sometimes you take sides with the team. Indianapolis did everything they could. They made him one of the highest paid, if not the highest paid player in the league. $100 and some million over long term. They gave him all these bonuses. They treated him as good as they could. Maybe they could have helped him. He got hit a lot. Sure. He got injured. Sure. All of those things. But, you know, look at some other times. If a player that holds out, you get upset. Like, I remember how players would hold out on my favorite team. I was a Wings fan growing up. Sergei Fedorov holds out. I was upset. It's like, look at these Russians. All they do is they threaten to go back and play to Russia. And they hold out and they want more money. Come on, you're hurting the team. And then there's instances where, you know, the player's totally underpaid. And you're like, come on, pay the man. Pay this guy, and you side with the player. You take those individual stances because you're a fan, and you love the game, you love the sport, you love your team, you want to do what's best, and you're thinking to yourself, it's 2 weeks before the season, you're sitting on the sidelines at a preseason game, and now you decide? What? So fans have the right to be upset, I believe. Now, there's a lot of support for him out there, but fans could be upset. 436-7900 is the number. Also, 800-925-1120. Bill's calling in from Oklahoma. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Good.
Long time no talk to.
Yes, you're the former cop, right?
Yes, sir.
I remember. So what's new?
The story tonight on 60 Minutes was about Tim Green. He was a defensive end for the Atlanta Falcons for like 9 years,
uh-huh.
And he now has ALS, and he also took a lot of heat because he retired early. But he started noticing twitches in his hands, the things he couldn't feel and things he couldn't do. And he wrote a book several years back. I read the book. It's called The Dark Side of the Game.
Yeah.
And it won all kinds of accolades. And he got out early and is still suffering the effects. If you look at all the people who the biggest name stands out to me is Junior Seau.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he committed suicide. Here's a young quarterback, 29 years old. He's played the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's earned his bones. He worked his way up. He got in the league. He starred in the league. Anybody who can criticize him for making a personal decision has a few bats in the belfry.
You think so? I think there's a big difference between, let's say, a linebacker or someone that's getting hit a lot versus a quarterback who they've totally protected during his era. Like, they've done everything they could to protect the quarterback.
Well, you look at how many hits he takes out of his body. I mean,
yeah.
Here about a month ago, I saw a special on Dick Butkus,
mm-hmm.
And they had a picture of him getting out of a chair and walking across the room. It was absolutely pitiful.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I think it was his personal decision. It's his life. It's his health. It's his decision. Mm-hmm. And, hey, buddy, it's good talking to you.
All right. Good to hear from you, Bill. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So we have instances where online people are defending Andrew Luck. There's instances where people are very critical. And, you know, I'm going to read a couple of tweets coming up. In fact, you know, there's a few that I think are really good points that may give you another way to look at this. From a fan's perspective, I don't think the writers understand the emotion that a fan goes through. And I think that's what a lot of people are trying to push through here. From a fan's perspective, this is a hard thing to take. You know, you're 29 years old, franchise quarterback, one of the best in the league. You're standing on the sidelines, and 2 weeks before the start of the season, now you decide to do something? What? All right. We'll take some more of your calls, too, at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. All right, we got a couple minutes here. So what I want to do is play a couple of things for you when it comes to the Andrew Luck deal. He was a big trendy thing over the weekend, 29 years old, decides to call it a career and retire 2 weeks before the season. No indication up until, well, last night. You know, he's on the sideline. He's on the sideline in shorts and a T-shirt. Most fans would look at that and say, okay, they're not going to play him in preseason. He's still hurt. He's still recovering. They're not going to risk him getting injured even further. So they put him out there. Well, he abruptly retires. He was put on the list of retirement and comes after the game with this speech.
Isn't how I envisioned this or planned this, but I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life. But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and relenting, unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season. And I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away. I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. Taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again.
All right, there he is. All right, so I want to read some of these comments that came through on Twitter that resonated with me, because there have been some sports reporters out there and they're praising Andrew Luck and the courage and all of this. And I just want to read a couple of counters to that. One, this is more humorous. So let's see. Jake Glazer tweeted out, Andrew Luck sounding very much tonight heartfelt, like a man who has his mind made up. If he's lost the joy because of these injuries, then it's the right move for him to go out on his own terms. And then there's McNeil. I don't know his first name. He just goes by that on Twitter. He's someone out of Cleveland. And he said, I do find these talking heads funny who will tout that Andrew Luck went out on his own terms. So let me get this straight. Andrew Luck's own terms were getting booed the last time he walks off the field at home in the preseason. All right, come on. That's a little funny. But let me read some of these tweets, because I think this is what resonates to me as a sports fan. Because as a sports fan, I'm not one personally. I really don't watch sports anymore, but I used to watch it. So you could find yourself immersed in the team, its players, and you become connected to them. And when someone, a player that is the face of the franchise, someone that they market to you, someone that they sell to you, someone they get you to buy tickets because of their ability to play, someone they get you to sell jerseys and they get you to do this and that, and they do this, and then they hook you along, and then all of a sudden, the person decides it's not for them anymore. You can see why, on the fan's perspective, they would be hurt. Now, one of the tweets that came out from a sports reporter, Kevin Gallagher, with regards to the Andrew Luck decision to retire, how about respecting a man's personal choice rather than booing or mocking him? Unless you played pro football, you simply have no idea of the physical toll involved. And that's a cop-out statement to begin with. Unless you've played football, you're not allowed to have an opinion. Well, no, you're allowed to have an opinion. And he says, if you feel he's selfish, perhaps find a mirror. Now, I want to read some of the comments that responded to him. Some of the comments were, and keep in mind, this was a sports writer. Amazing to me, and I'm not referring to this tweet, how many people who cover sports for a living have such little understanding of the fans' perspective. Other people tweeted out, fans who gave the NFL billions of dollars revenue each year have earned the right to boo. Another person said, not as selfish as a mega millionaire waiting until 2 weeks before the season to leave his teammates and fans in a lurch. Now, if you want to look at it from the teammates' perspective, I'm probably going to guess they're a little upset, right? The person they practice with, the person that they know all the plays with, decides to leave, and also their chances. I mean, what are the odds that the Colts make the playoffs? Probably as much as the Blues in December, right? Guess if you want to be the next person that they write articles about, go buy a ticket because, man, their odds are not going to be good. And here's another one, another comment. This is from Barry online. My honest take on the Andrew Luck situation, and I think this is a pretty good one. He says, Luck's injury history was no joke. His toughness and desire shouldn't be questioned. That said, Colts fan who pay good money to watch a team also have the right to be disappointed, especially with the timing of this announcement. Totally agree. Totally agree. All right, another hour of Overnight America coming up. And there's been some updates to the violence in St. Louis over the weekend. I wanted to bring a few perspectives to you coming up next. KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.